So, as for the new guidelines, I'm actually going to ask Ellie Nyman to come on. Ellie. I'm going to unmute everyone. I'm sorry, I am going to mute everyone. I just want to make sure I am getting the guidelines correctly. It will be the same format. There will be no interaction as per request from a bunch of individuals. That was a decision made by the Schumacher administration, etc. Welcome to our tefillah share. We'll be starting with Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Tefillah Chabura. I don't like the term share. Welcome to our tefillah Chabura. We'll start with Rabbi Yishmael Omer, one of the most underrated parts of davening. And tomorrow, Be'ez HaShem, 7 p.m., we'll be doing Kodesh Hashem Kribishmo as per the order of Nusach Sefer. So, what is the importance of Rabbi Shmuel Omer? Why do all the Batei Mikdashim, all the synagogues, the world, why are they all so focused on Rabbi Yishmael? What is the importance of Rabbi Yishmael? So, I'm going to bring down a few points. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael said there are 13 rules is the mitzvot of the Torah, and it breaks down the mitzvot. Mikal v'chomer, three, conclusion inferred from a mekel halacha to a machmer halacha, and vice versa. What does that mean? So, logic dictates, Rav Hirsch says that logic dictates that if a mekel case has a machmer stringency, the same stringency applies to a stricter case. Another way of pointing, putting it out, is that halachos can be derived from less obvious situations and applied to more obvious ones. For example, if it is forbidden to pluck an apple from a tree on Yom Tovim, when food may be prepared by cooking, and other means that may be prohibited on Shabbat, surely plucking is forbidden on Shabbat. Conversely, if it is forbidden to slice vegetables on Shabbat, Kal v'chomer, certainly on Yom Tovim. So, that part of Rabbi Yishmael, and if you look in the article Sedarim, there is an aleph in Kal v'chomer. It actually breaks down the different mitzvos and the importance of the mitzvos. Beis. In the Gezeira Shava. Now, those who have learned Gemara, Gezeira Shava is a repetition of the same two words, bringing down the Raya. For example, the seven Mishlei that the Sanhedrin is 71. I'm just using this as an example. And it says in Shmuel Bet that it's 171. There is a Gezeirah Shavah, and between the two Pesukim, there is a Raya, there is a proof. That is an example, that is not an actual Gezeirah Shavah, that is just an example. That Mita of a Gezeirah Shavah is the second Mita brought down in Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Number three, I do hear some noise in the background. Everybody is requested to mute themselves. Oh, golly, I'm the only one on. Mito number three. Mi vinyana mekate mecha ad mi vinyana mechane ketuvin. So a general principle derives from one pasuk, and a general principle derived from two pasukim, meaning it says in a pasuk, zahakla. This is the halakha from one pasuk and halakha that. Zahakla, there are two pasukim right next to each other in Parshat Devarim. And between the three pasukim, we work it out. Mita Dawud, I'm actually going to call this deciphering Rabbi Ishmael, and it's important. For us, specification, I think that is self-explanatory. Hey, Ufaraducha, specification brought in by a general statement. 12. Qual fraducha yata da nalaka in hafarat. So a general statement, followed by specification, followed in turn by another general statement. For example, hey, how are you? Hey, Matt. Hey, Ali, how are you? Meet me at the beach at 4 o'clock. You're a cool guy. That's a generalization. Hey, Ali, how are you? Specification, meet me at the Miami Beach at 4 o'clock. Generalization, you're a cool guy. Shout out to Ellie Nyman. Number 7. When a general statement requires a specification, a specification requires a general statement to clarify its meaning. I'm going to basically run through the next few because I want to get to a certain point. 8. Anything that was included in the general statement but was then singled out from the general statement in order to teach something was not singled out to teach only about itself, but to apply its teaching to the entire generality, meaning the general was the resha and the sifa of the statement, the beginning and the end. 9. Ta, kol tvarcha ya b'chla b'yato v'ton ta'on achad shuken yo yasa v'kol v'hu lehachmil. Anything that was included in the general statement or was then singled out to discuss a provision similar to the general category has been singled out to be more makel, to be more lenient, rather than more machmer, rather than more severe. 10. Anything that was included in a general statement but was then singled out to discuss a provision, in an abnormal category, has been singled out both to be more makel and more severe, depending on the circumstance provided by your local Orthodox rabbi, your LOR. Yod Aleph, kol da'avad ha'yabecha v'yatavada v'davar v'hadchadat yatayecha v'erlotso v'chav v'chavakusu v'chavushi v'chva v'farash. Anything that was included in a general statement but was then singled out to be treated as a new case cannot be returned to its general statement unless the Torah returns its explicitly lead to the original death, meaning it needs to be midioraita. Good bet. There are 13 needles in Rabbi Yishmael, and then we end with Yehi Ratzon. A matter elucidated from its context or from the following passage. Similarly, two passages that contradict one another, let's say, the Sechashinot. I start with Mizmor Share. I start with Hodu Lashem Kiruv Shmo. I don't know if it's hard. Team Hodu. Sorry, guys. But a third generalization comes along and says, hold it. We all start together with Birchat Torah with brachos. We all say the same brachos. Yeah? Okay. We all say the same brachos. And we end with a Yehi Ratzon. If you got a Chabad, truly accurate thing, what is so important? We listed the 13 midos, and now we want to point out that the Shorash of Shayibona is what? Bat non hay. Bona, to build. We want to build the third Beit HaMikdash, and we want to be Zocheh, to be with Mashiach Tzidkenu. Everyone should be healed, those who are Nifter, Tchiyat HaMitim. We should be Zocheh to be reunited with each other. Am Yisrael Chai. Have a wonderful day. Tomorrow at 5 p.m., Paragabos and Death, we'll be finishing the first part. 7 p.m., we'll be continuing our Tefillah series with Hodu. Bye, Latov.